All right, let's talk about our significant digit here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel. Crusade Channel news time is 49 past the hour because I don't want to talk about Goya foods for the rest of this segment. All I know is Goya food is delicious. Go eat it. So from YouGov.org, this was their survey question yesterday. Thinking of the COVID-19 spread in the U.S., how comfortable, if at all, would you be attending an in-person religious service, spiritual gathering of more than 10 people at a venue that did not require masks within the next month? And 51% said they would not be comfortable without a mask. Right? So that's one part of the social programming is the mask. The mask. But really, it speaks to a different or a more nefarious motive. Right? A more nefarious motive of using COVID-19. The politicalization of COVID-19. Right? Never said COVID-19 wasn't real. And I've always acknowledged that if you're in a certain age group and you have certain issues with your health, this is not something that you want to get involved with. But the way this has been weaponized, and I do repeat weaponized, by politicians into controlling the population. And that's my problem with people are like, why just wear a mask? Why do you people fight back? Because I am... All the data tells me, I might be repeating Mike Church, but that's just because, you know, he's much smarter than me. All the data tells me that I am not in danger, even if I get it. Even if I get it, I'm not in danger. So I'm going to go live my life. But nope. So that's the first thing. The weaponization is in full effect here because they won't go into a church service without a mask. But let me break this down a little bit more. Let's break it down a little bit more. How many of these people, I bet, or would you bet, would go to a Black Lives Matter protest? Right? Outside. Hundreds of people because we know Mayor de Blasio has exempted protests from, you know, you can't do anything else in New York, but you can protest. You can get in large gatherings for a protest. But I guarantee you, most of these people that would be afraid to go to a church service, and they've done such a great job, the people who seek to control us with this, by spinning it, right? At first, it's like, you can't go. Remember when you couldn't go to the park? You had to social distance in a park. They had the little white circles. And they were shutting down national parks, state parks, because people couldn't congregate outside. And then George Floyd happened and all these outdoor protests took place. And they were like, well, forget that nonsense. You can go back outside now as long as you're protesting. As long as you're protesting, you can go outside. Not to nobody else. So they were able to flip it. Because anytime I challenge anybody that says there's no connection to the protest. Yeah, there is. Well, we were outside and wearing masks. Yeah, you were outside. But who cares? You're telling me that little piece of cloth that most people didn't have on for more than 10 minutes outside was going to keep you safe instead of the sweat that everybody's dripping all over each other? Right? The sweat's not going to get you sick. It's just, you know, some snot. But that's because COVID-19 is the best way to supplant Christianity, whether you're Catholic or evangelical, my evangelical brothers and sisters, whether it is a way to supplant all of us. Because remember, you can't be in a car. Remember, you couldn't be in a car to go to church. You had the police running around, giving everybody tickets. I'm in my vehicle. Nope, you got to go. Here's a $500 ticket. Same time. Thousands of people protesting for Black Lives Matter. Fine. And people have bought this hook, line, and sinker. Oh, well, you can't be inside now. You can't be. Studies have shown that being inside with poor ventilation is a key contributing factor in spreading COVID-19, which is why we have to shut down all the bars and the beauty salons and the tattoo parlors. Anything else that's not, you know, except for Walmart, Target, Best Buy, the big box stores, because they apparently have plenty of circulated air. Oh, yeah, and airplanes, too. But they have supplanted Christianity with intersectionality highlighted by Black Lives Matter. COVID-19 has done the job they wanted. What is that? To separate people from God. And that was the thing that disappointed me the most during this. The thing that disappointed is how, and it's because the USCCB does the will of the government. And people ask why. All you have to do is go to the AP news this morning, who are more than happy to dig up any kind of dirt they can find on the Catholic faith. AP exclusive. The Catholic Church lobbied for a taxpayer fund. You know how much money they got? How much money do you think the Catholic Church got? Just take a guess at how much money the Catholic Church got from the PPP loans. $1.4 billion. That's right. That's why the Catholic Church said, you know what? We'll shut down. Yup. We'll make people social distance. We'll do whatever you say. Please just give us the money. The Catholic Church got $1.4 billion from the U.S. government through PPP loans. Yep. Yep, they got in there. Congress let them in, and that's it. They just absolutely scooped it up. So, of course, they were going to shut down. Of course, they were going to do all this stuff. Yeah. I saw that headline. At first, I got a little disturbed at the AP because the AP is so anti-Catholic, it's ridiculous. But then I was more enraged at the USCCB. Because they put their faith where during this crisis? Did they put it in God or did they put it in government? You know the answer to that. They put it in government. And so with that cooperation, they stood aside and allowed the government, who paid them $1.4 billion, to sit down and be quiet so they could promote intersectionalism via Black Lives Matter, which is now supplanted Christianity as the American religion, right? I mean, at least according to the government, every police department, a majority of district attorneys, a majority of governors, a majority of everybody within the political sphere supports this intersectionality religion. Tim Pool's been going off on the fact that intersectionality is a cult, so I'm kind of stealing this idea from him. But I'm putting together the folks that the idea that COVID, the main purpose was not about control, it wasn't about tyranny, it wasn't about Trump. It was to go after the Catholic Church and Christianity overall, to dislodge us from our relationship with God by sitting us on the sideline for 3 months. And in some places, some of my brothers and sisters in Christ, you're still denied the sacraments. But don't worry, the church got theirs. The church got their $1.4 billion. You don't get the sacrament, but the Catholic Church did. And they stood by and didn't push back as Black Lives Matter ran wild. In fact, they supported it. COVID-19, separating people from God. Mission accomplished as far as that's concerned.